You're just now starting to find out what a gravitational field is and what a gravitational pull is. Okay? Now you're starting to notice that the poles, the north and south poles, are flipping. Now you're starting to find out that the core of your Earth is the magma that controls its spinning, that creates the electromagnetic field, which makes all magnetism, which is what a lot of your fucked up science is based on, is eliminating. It's being dropped, which, of course, that's going to open when that drops, when that electromagnetic field drops. It's going to be a microwave. The Earth is going to become a very proficient microwave gamma radiation oven. An easy bake oven is what they called it earlier, didn't it? So, if you want to be a god, you can hang around. If you don't want to be a god, you're going to bubble off. So, that was our point from earlier. The North Pole is going to the South Pole, and the South Pole is going to the North Pole. They're flipping. We don't say that. That's what science has discovered. It's been happening since they changed the ley lines, the guidelines. Birds getting lost, not knowing where to go, falling out of the sky, transmissions getting tangled up, fractals don't apply, triangulation, sometimes the Garmin drives you into the Mediterranean Sea. These things are little tidbits are occurring. As
phones dropping be part of that?
Phones dropping, but that's actually more from a tech body, from resistance.
Okay, so you're saying you don't agree with the flipping concepts of science, Ion? You don't think they are?
Yeah, but we're trying to make it not come from just us.
Okay.
They copied us. The science copies us, but sometimes that validates us. Which is ridiculous, but...
So let's go back to the electromagnetic field drop. What does that exactly imply?
Oh, that's easy. When the magma, the core of the Earth, slows down or stops, there will be nothing, there'll be no generator for the electromagnetic field, which is the bubble that encapsulates the Earth presently. It's how you have gravitational pull. It's how you have electromagnetic anything.
And that's going to happen. That's going to cause the pole shifting when that stops?
Yeah, and that's when you get your EMP, because there'll be nothing to hold. There'll be no way to have a digitized signal without an electromagnetic field. You got no one or zero to read.
So the dramatic flipping of the poles will cause this disaster we call EMP.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of a gradual thing. Here's what you'll see. You know the aurora borealis, the northern lights? It'll be all over the Earth. All the time. And it'll look beautiful, but it's not beautiful.
When you say it's going to stop, is it because it's going to change direction or stop forever?
When the poles flip, the centrifugal force that keeps it spinning, okay, it's very, very, very dense, but it's light. It's very, very, very dense. But so when the poles flip, it slows down at first, and then it'll take a little bit of time. You'll start seeing the telltale signs. It's kind of like when we say everybody's going to starve to death. You don't do it in one day. It takes a few days. Some of you is going to last a long time with what you got stored up. But set that aside. But that's the point. Then as the poles flip, already you already have an anomaly between north and magnetic north. That's how much it's moved already.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just continue more and more and more, and it'll become more. It'll be faster once it starts. You know, two magnets, when you're taking two magnets and you make click, they pull together. Do you know why there's an attraction?
No.
The reason that they attract is not because magnets are bound to each other. The two poles, the north and south poles of a magnetic field, anything that'll put them the furthest apart, that's what they're drawn to. It's So a magnet will draw its plus or minus to itself to make north and south the furthest away. And the further away they are stretched, the stronger the magnetic field is. So that means that the harder it would be to separate them, the further apart they are. That's how an electromagnetic is so very efficient, because it makes the poles go through the AC current, makes it a huge, vast link, which makes them very, very, what you say, powerful or strong to pick up large metal stuff. Okay, now in a little magnet, popping those in and out, that's how that works. It's not that they're attracted, it's that they're repelling to such a level that they have to join. And that's what the Earth is doing. It's flipping. So it's basically like if you took it, like a globe has an axis through the middle of it, it's more like the two, you pulled both out and flipped them upside down and popped them back together. That process would be no big deal, just shifting and changing, fine. You know, you'd have problems for a little bit, but it'd be all right. But it stops or slows down and changes the direction of the core magma. And when it stops, it won't start back going the other way. There's nothing to start it. It's lost its kinetic or centrifugal force. Because once that electromagnetic field is gone, it's gone.
So be sure I'm not getting clear. What begins this? Does the flipping cause the stopping, or there's a stopping that causes
already
the flipping?
No. The flipping is what's happening, and that's the magma in the middle. That's just a consequence. It would happen without any core of the Earth.
Later in the flipping, there will be the stopping, then the EMP.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, does it start up again? You seem to say it won't start up.
It won't. Once it stops, it can't start back up, so you lose your magnetic field. And once you lose that, you know what happens then. You can Google, hey, Siri, what happens if the electromagnetic field of the Earth stops or ceases? Describe the world, and it'll be amazing.
So that is a coming thing, that ascension is of our body processes have to happen to be able to adjust to that.
Correct. The same reason that we've said that the Mississippi River is going to flow in reverse.
That tightens up a lot of things. You're explaining, I knew from the beginning when you started talking that something's changing and the frequency of the world's changing, and it'll find most people will find it uncomfortable. But if you take our products, it changes our body structure so we can adapt the frequency. You're now explaining, it seems for the first time, why the world's changing. It's the effect of this slow flipping as it speeds up.
Yeah.
That's a big discovery. 10 years ago when I first started talking in March 2009, he told Carol and I that the universe's or our world's frequency is changing. And this is going to bother people. And if they don't adapt their body chemistry or whatever in their bodies, they're going to feel very uncomfortable. And many people will commit suicide or just want to be here. So we never got exactly what changed the frequency, but Ion gave us products to change our body situation so we could adapt. And that's why people on our products feel so good over the last 10 years, because as these changes are happening, our products make you more in harmony with it. So that's good. Now, what we just learned is that the change in the structure of the frequency is caused by the flipping of the poles. We never knew that before. That's what's causing this change. It's going to lead to that dramatic point where the magma or the electromagnetism stops. Whoa, what's going to happen after that? So we're going to need to be on the products to survive that. And Ion says yes. So that's where we're at, Eric.
It's already ongoing. It's the earthworms in Indonesia. It's the creating of all the extra carbon, the burning. It's the Australia issues that are about to be. It's the what happened to, we didn't say all that, so stuff's coming.
Right.
Get out of,
that would include the red algae?
Yeah, and get out of, that's the Indian Ocean, and get out of Jakarta.